Welcome to this initial podcast of Prevention 365, every day in every way. My name is Joel Jacinto, and I'm the business service representative for the West Adams Worksource Center, operated by the Asian American Drug Abuse Program, or ADAP. And I'm joined by my wonderful colleague, Rahima.
Hello, everyone. I am Rahima Shah Fidmont. I am the development associate as well as editor for ADAP.
All right. Thank you, Rahima. And you do a great job, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Brother Joel. You as well. We're in this together.
We try. That's what it's all about. But wow, today is a real special day because I want to introduce our guest. And this guest is not so much a guest. He's also a brother, a longtime friend, and a wonderful gentleman. How can I describe him? Well, you know, before The Rock, and before Jason Momoa, there was Branscombe Richmond. Branscombe Richmond is a wonderful American character, actor, stuntman, all around, all-purpose, wonderful human being. And Branscombe is our guest today. So hey, how's it, Branscombe?
Well, I am live here in Kihei. I'm at Kalama Park, where we are, we're actually filming around the corner over here. So I got some time to come on over. And I just for everyone to see, I just want to see that, you know, it's just a little nice cool motion. So blessed to be here. Let me get a coconut tree behind me. Can I do that?
Oh, gorgeous. Please. Oh, it's so beautiful, Branscombe.
Right on, Hawaiian.
Branscombe, you know, while you're sharing the beautiful beautiful scenery that you're in, I just want to let you know, Branscombe and also Brother Joel, this is such a wonderful experience today. Branscombe, thank you so much for being here and spending this quality time with us at ADAP. We're so excited, really, to have you as our first guest from beautiful islands of Hawaii.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes, we're lucky to be here on Maui right now. It's a beautiful day. It's a little windy, but I thought I'd share that with you.
There you go. Thank the trade you. Winds. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So what are we doing here today right now? We're talking about really this phenomenon of a movie and experience called Finding Ohana. Mm-hmm. And its intersection with our organization, ADAP. So that's, we're going to put it all together. But let us start off first. Branscombe, this wonderful thing that's been going on for about a little bit more than a month. Tell us a little bit about the movie. And for those who may or may not have seen it, you know, you just talk story with us. Give us a synopsis about Finding Ohana.
Well, this wonderful movie is on Netflix. Finding Ohana is a story about a Hawaiian family that is disconnected, and because of a couple series of events, reconnects. And you know, when you reconnect, it's not always smooth. And there's a give and take, and there's a mutual respect. So you have a grandfather, a daughter, and some grandkids. And in between this whole weave, they're looking for a treasure that will help the family and many more.
Beautiful, beautiful, a treasure. And the character that you play, Branscombe?
I play Papa. I play, you know, Tutu Man. I play the grandfather. And someone said, "Well, we loved you in the movie. And how did you come up with that character?" I said, "I'm playing my mom."
Oh,
you do my mom. So yeah. You know, my mom was a person that would challenge you in the very beginning and then show you love. So what it would do, it would create a position. And I think in many Polynesian families, or maybe many ethnic families, the kupuna or the elders, they come off with the hopefully with the respect that you give to them, and they lay down lines, right?
Absolutely.
And then when there's a comfortability zone, then all of a sudden, okay, baby, I love you. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know. Is they test you. That's a big test.
That's a test, yes.
And that's the part I play.
Right. You were a testy grandfather, right?
Yeah.
In that tutukani. So Branscombe and Rahima were dropping a lot of Hawaiian. So this is a very multicultural session where tutu is grandfather, tutu kane, kane is male. So that is the term for grandfather in Hawaiian. And kupuna, right? Branscombe is the other one for ancestor or elder. So we're getting all enriched over here too as well. Branscombe, just so that they know how multicultural you are, can you share with us your lineage, your ancestor, your koko, your blood? What are you?
Yeah. So my father was born in Tahiti. So he was a Richmond, a Richmond. And his family bloodline was French, English, Aleut, Native American, Tahitian. And my mother is Hawaiian Spanish. So, you know, Spanish meaning there may be a little Filipino in there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you are the world.
You are.
You
really
are the world, Branscombe.
Branscombe is really he represents the entire globe.
Right.
Branscombe, I'm curious. Were you surprised by the overwhelming positive response to the film? Please talk about that.
I will. So number one, when Finding Ohana premiered, it was in 30 languages. So they premiered it. And they did the dialogue in 30 languages. And it opened in 190 countries. And we didn't have George Clooney or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone or The Rock in this movie. We had really wonderful actors. And our lead actress, a young lady, was the first time. And it opened.
Yeah.
It opened to huge numbers. We were number one worldwide for over 19 days.
Number one worldwide for 19 days.
Worldwide. We opened in the top 10. So that strung an interesting chord with all of us, because this movie was written by a girl who was half Korean, born in Korea, you know, the Korean mother, military father. And it was directed by a female who was Taiwanese, who did a blood test and realized she had 10% Hawaiian koko.
There you go. Hello. There you go.
And then, so now, here's what I'm going to say to you. It is hard to get a movie produced.
Mm.
So some girl, growing up, she saw Goonies and she goes, wow, I want that guy in that movie, the Goonies, he looks like me. And this is about a semblance and intertwining and acceptance. So she wrote a script, and it got to somebody, and it got to a girl who was also Asian, and said, wow. And they started working on the script together. And now you got to get a guy who's going to write you a check to make the movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not easy. You know, can you write me a check to make my dreams come true? Oh, that's great. What's my ROI? Right? What's my return on my investment?
True.
So then they got Ian Bryce, one of the biggest producers in Hollywood. Huge.
Ian Bryce.
And then Netflix. And now you go to Netflix. You go, hey, we don't have Sylvester Stallone. We don't have George Clooney. Can you write me a check for a lot of money? Because this movie looked perfect and sounded great. And this was not a small film.
Mm.
And Netflix says, yeah, let's roll the dice on this indigenous culture. You know, these Hawaiians, these Polynesians, and we're going to roll it. And we open in the top 10. Now that's unbelievable.
It is. It is
unbelievable. And Netflix has since put $100 million aside to have inclusion cinema for cultures that we may not know much about.
Right on Netflix. That
for them
is
to be
important.
Able to tell their stories.
Yeah,
that's
great to hear. That is wonderful, Branscombe. Thank you for sharing kind of this story about how it came about and how the cast and the production and the leadership artistic is Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander, right? That's
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
That's so cool. So here's the rub, though. This is not just the nice thing we're doing here and that we're friends from a long time ago and that, you know, that you're a great guy. There's a connection between this film, Finding Ohana in our organization, ADAPT's defining core value of Ohana. And we're really excited, right, Rahima, that our president and CEO, Mike Watanabe, and the board of directors resolved earlier this year that for us as a nonprofit, our defining core value is Ohana, that everybody that comes through ADAPT is joined by this sense of they're joining a family, which Ohana means, right? Again, that's bound together by values of compassion, responsibility, and respect. That's deep. And so, Branscombe, here's a question. What do you think is from your standpoint of being in the film, of being born and raised in Los Angeles and knowing our experience as Asian Americans here in Los Angeles, what is the connection between Finding Ohana and our organization, ADAPT?
Well, my personal experience is that, you know, people of indigenous cultures seek each other out. Whether your numbers are big, small, indifferent, whatever it may be. You come together as Ohana through culture, dance, song, food. Food.
Food. Number food, one. Number food. One.
And because of Hawaii, there are many marriages that are married to people that are not of the islands. But it's of the island heart.
Heart, yes.
You know what I mean? Amen. And like-minded and to keep a connection. What's important is Ohana, because, you know, a lot of cultures kind of don't take care of their elders.
Right.
And sure. I find it very true in indigenous cultures. You know, you take care of your Ohana.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So that is so important, because not only do you pass on what you know of your cultures, you also pass on the special little unique innuendos of how you take care of each other, whether you are of the same cultural aspect or that we are human as all. Right. Ohana is for white, black, green, purple, yellow, orange. It's all. It's here, and it's in your heart, and it's how you lay it out. Amen. You know what I mean? And it's how you, and for many people, it's not for the weak of heart. You know, we have a thing called Ho'oponopono where you talk stuff out.
That's right.
And sometimes you don't want to hear the truth. You know what I mean? And the
tough
truth
love,
hurts.
Right? Tough it love, hurts. You bet.
It's tough love. Right. But it's all good because you want to go clearly.
That's right.
And you want to come and go with the essence of positivity.
That's it. And Branscombe, that's what I think we want to ask you your thoughts a little bit about, and this idea of prevention. And for us, prevention at ADAPT in our organization is a whole person being as well as they can be. And so what's kind of, maybe we can ask you the intersection of this idea of having your Ohana, finding Ohana, and being whole. What are your thoughts on that, Branscombe?
Well, life is not easy. Number one, you will have trials and tribulations from a young age, you know, from 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, etc. And, you know, in those trials and tribulations, you need your Ohana to keep you together. Listen, we all drift. You all do stupid things at times. There's a lot of addictions out there. And to come back from what you thought was cool, I'm going to do this, man, because it makes me feel cool.
Right.
I'm accepted. I'm in.
Yes.
You know, whether it's I'm going to do drugs, I'm going to do alcohol, I'm going to get into a gang or something like that, I'm going to act foolish because this is kind of what we see. I want to be accepted. All of a sudden, you come around.
You come around
and you go, man, what is really important here?
That's right.
You know, what's really important is to not only help and save ourselves with our families and other people's families, but also have a positive direction for the world. We've gone through some stuff right now through the pandemic where I see here that we are, we're at different ends of understanding.
Yep, true.
You know what I mean? And so there is a mending. There is a Ho'oponopono that everybody's got to do. and kind of understand that because we may have a different face, a different nose, a color, a different hair, that we are not to exclude ourselves from each other. Let's include ourselves to each other.
Yes, yes.
And that for us as well is aloha.
True.
I accept you for who you are.
Okay.
And you accept me for who I am. And then maybe we have a love for each other. Do you know what I mean?
Right on.
And a mutual respect.
Right on. Now, I want to stay on that note of ho'oponopono, because that's a long Hawaiian word. And it's a fundamental process, right, that you and I know, and those who are from Hawaii or grew up from in Hawaii, that one says, you got to be pono, which means you got to be righteous. You got to live yourself righteous. And ho'o means to do, to make it right. So that whole scene, and we won't give the movie away, but everybody's got to understand this idea of what Brad's going to talk about, of making things right. If you've had. And so on that note, I want to stay there as well and ask Sister Rahima to talk, because Branscombe, you mentioned that we're in this pandemic. We're in at a time where things are really, really rough. And for us people of color, you know, there's some stuff going on with us. Rahima, you have any thoughts on that? What's going on? And I have a question for Branscombe there.
I do. You know, Branscombe, when we were talking about this, it was kind of like the light went on, you know, and I said, this is like a perfect fit. You know, sometimes when you meet, it could be your boss, it could be love of your life, it could be anybody. And it's like, there's just that fit in a jigsaw. And I said, gosh, you know, how there is something here between ADAP and even finding Ohana, Branscombe. And, you know, what I wanted to bring up, for example, like when we have a client who comes to ADAP, right, comes through our doors, whether it's through the court, whether it's by family, whether it's of their own, you know, their own need, our ADAP staff helps them find their identity. They come broken. They come their kids are not with them, right? So there's a lot of trauma. Once they come to us here at the agency, there are different parts. The of course, the treatment part with the addiction. There's the issue with, you know, employment, like employment access, with their jobs, rebuilding their skills. There's a whole rebuilding their family, right? Their relation. And I said, God, this is a perfect, this is like the it's not even a missing piece. It's the piece that's right there on the table. But to bring it all together, that, you know, how the movie, after I saw it, Branscombe, it's like the kids, and not to give too much away, because I hate that. I know people get really mad when you tell too much about the film, but just a little snippet of finding oneself. And at ADAP, our clients come here, and through our amazing ADAP staff, they help to facilitate that. They help to facilitate what they may have lost, to see actually the potential and the gifts they have within themselves to become whole again. You know, I just wanted to share that with you, Branscombe. Like, you know, this would be something for, I mean, so many people to see, to really learn from, and to take into their own life.
You know, it's interesting when you wake up. There's a moment in all of this where you go, the light bulb goes up.
It goes on.
How do I better myself?
Correct.
You know?
Right.
And that takes a lot of guts. And I'm going to speak for the males in this world.
Go for us, bro. Go speak for us, please.
Well, you know, there's so many testosterone-driven guys out there we have to compete with every day.
Sure.
Right? You compete with every day. And then to come back to the base of what this whole thing of inclusion and you feel confident about who you are takes steps. And a lot of times guys don't want to play.
No.
Right?
They don't want to play it. They don't. But right. You've been a role model.
When you do play it, you find yourself. It's a healing identification for oneself, in my opinion.
True. And Branscombe, to for me to see you throughout the years from being in Los Angeles and us meeting over 35, 36 years ago, and to now to see your trajectory and how you have malama. In malama is that Hawaiian word to take care of, and I think that that is perfectly represented in your character. As a salty old tutukane, a salty old grandfather. In the end, you know, it's there. You malama your ohana. You take care of your family. But other people, us guys in the community, there's a lot of violence and rhetoric. Branscombe, what are your thoughts about what's going on with Asian Americans being attacked, being victimized, being assaulted?
Terrible. Yes.
Well, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't approve of it. It makes me upset. It makes me, we're smarter than this. Come on, people. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't listen to the bad information that comes out there from those whose minds are inflicted with negative juices in there that are going to go ahead and spread the word of evil doings.
That's right.
And then on the other side, me personally, I want to catch those guys and, you know, egg with an egg or pour a milkshake on top of them or something.
Put,
you know
put
what
some
I mean?
Little Bobby Six killer action on them, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, come on.
Yeah.
You're smarter than that.
Yeah, yeah. And
your grandmother would not be very proud of you if she knew you were doing crap like
not
that.
At all.
That's right. People got to live aloha, right? They got to live
aloha. For God's sake.
More on this.
You know, you don't have to. You don't have to sit there and not have your feelings set. You know, that's what Ho'oponopono is all about. Have your feelings set. Get it out.
Yeah.
You know, I was raised like this. This is how I feel, and this is why I am like this. What I am today. Okay. So now hear my side.
There you go.
You know, those things that you don't like about us or them or what, you know, I'm going to hear you out. Now you hear us out. Because, man, we can't go like this. We're going to destroy each other.
Cannot. Nope. We got to build. Thank you, Branscombe, for that. Just got to live aloha, bro. That's what you said. Rahima, you have a question about the movie.
I do. You know, I wanted to ask you, Branscombe, you know, while I was watching it, I couldn't help but be taken by the breathtaking, like just what you're showing us today. I'm really jealous, but the breathtaking Hawaiian islands and scenery. Can you talk to us about how, I was so curious how you and the cast, how all of you filmed how did you film that? I mean, how did the youth maneuver themselves in the caves during those shots? That was really incredible.
Well, all the Hawaii stuff was absolutely beautiful. They
really
went to New York to shoot New York, and the interior of the caves was shot in Thailand.
You was Thailand.
And I'll tell you why.
Wow,
they
Brandon.
Built the caves.
There you go. Hello.
They built the caves in Thailand. The water coming out. All the mechanicals. There's a lot of stuff there, and the reason they went there is those guys have done Temple of Doom, and they've done all these. Wonderful movies there. So they had a technique on how to get it done that probably cost a lot more here in the United States, but I'm not sure. But we were blessed to be able to bring those visions. You know, doing a story, telling a story, writing a story, directing a story, you want to see, okay, how did the story come out in the end?
Right.
And man, this movie was much more than what we read on the page.
Really? That's excellent. That's like much, you know, more, yeah?
Amazing.
Much more.
Value add. So the Branscombe, then the question goes, you know, with the success of Finding Ohana, what is next? What is next for you? What is next for the movement? What is next for all of us who want to join in to the Finding Ohana love that's out there right now?
So there's nothing confirmed, but there's a possibility of a Finding Ohana 2.
Ooh,
we'll find out. You know, I don't know. But what this has launched is a voice.
Sure.
Finding Ohana launched a voice. of inclusion. Inclusion will heal. And at the same time, there's many, many wonderful stories of families in the South Pacific that need to be told. Like I said, Netflix has put aside a substantial amount of funds to go ahead and tell these stories. And also the ones who are young filmmakers, little filmmakers, guys who make movies on iPhones, to go ahead and spread that. Repurposing older content, repurposing Hawaiian music videos, all that kind of stuff, because we are all connected through the internet now.
Yes, we are.
And we have accessibility to my presence, your presence, through entertainment or knowledge. And that's what the future is. You know, I'm doing it. I'm also here on a film right here called Aloha is Love. And it is a, I don't know if I can say that what it is. So it's like a Hallmark
tell
movie.
Us.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, you tell something.
Yeah. I can say that. There,
so,
right,
you know, we're you know, I can't say too much. But and then you've got the other stuff, which are genre pictures like Maneater, the foreign shark in the wrong waters. so we start that one in May.
Right,
and then we keep telling, you know, stories. You know, I've got a couple scripts that about family, and I don't want to give it away yet, but we're gonna see how we do.
Right on, Brown. So you're busy. You're doing all these films. You're letting us know that there could be a future of Finding Ohana, as it is a global phenomenon. But I think what you're also saying is that we should let Netflix know we like having and seeing things, right? So we got to organize. And we got to let them know.
I wanted to also say this. This is our time. This is our time. There has been moments in our history that we were shunned and put away and close the door, put it in the drawer, don't open the drawer. But you know, in so many ways, Aloha will help so many other cultures.
You bet.
Just not our own.
You bet.
And it's a simple thing. And you know, you can't let your ego get in the way of it.
No.
And it is our time.
That is so
it's key. The people of color's time right now.
There you go. That's well said, Branscombe. Thank you so much. It is our time. And so you got to take the spotlight and share this message of Aloha is love and your ohana will make you well. You know what I mean?
That's so, right.
These are great messages. Branscombe, thank you so much for joining us here on this Aloha Friday in Maui. You are great, brother, and we miss seeing you here on the mainland, but you'll be back because LA is your home as well, right?
Yes, I haven't been there in over a year because of the pandemic, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of this, you guys.
Oh, thank you, brother. Okay. So beautiful.
Making us jelly, bro, over there.
I know. Huh? Branscombe.
So that's Koho'olame right there. You see Koho'olame right there?
Yep. That
yes,
famous I island see. That was bombed. Or actually,
it's Lanai. Hold on.
Right.
You can't see it.
Okay.
You can't
see it. Beautiful.
So it's too far. It's too far. But I wanted to share that with everybody. I really appreciate you guys. And I'm going to leave everybody with five things. Can I do that?
Go Please. For it, bro.
Please.
It's timing, chance, good fortune, persistence, talent. When the time comes, you take a chance on yourself. God willing, you have a little good fortune. Persistence keeps these four together, and talent is last. A lot of people say, well, I thought talent was first. Well, there's a lot of talented people who only wait for the phone to ring, and they never, you can't wait for the phone to ring.
Right.
You got to make the calls, and you got to make it happen.
Branscombe, I think you just told us your life story. You have lived those five things, and that is your recipe for your secret sauce, and that's why you're our brother, Branscombe. That's why you're our ambassador of Ohana for Asian American Drug Abuse Program, ADAP. So we want to thank you, brother, for sharing
thank
this.
You.
Mana'o, we'll see you in the future, and hopefully we'll see maybe other Ohana members of Finding Ohana with us as well.
Yes.
We'd love that.
Yep. Sister Rahima, you're great. Thank you so much for your co-hosting today, too. It's been an honor to be with you, to be a part of this organization that understands the importance of Aloha and Ohana. And as Branscombe says, we're out on this Friday. Aloha, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Aloha. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Branscombe.
All right, so here we are back. We just had a great talk story session for Prevention 365 every day and every way with our brother, our friend Branscombe Richmond. Rahima, wow, that was good fun, yeah?
That was really good.
It's 3 o'clock.
Let's take two.
All right. So Rahima, we just thank you for being on with me, with us. We just had a great session with our friend and colleague, Branscombe Richmond, about finding Ohana and the Ohana that we have in our ADAP experience. What'd you think about it?
Oh, my goodness. Brother Joel, I loved our time with Branscombe. That was really, really profound. We touched on like a lot of different topics, and I really enjoyed when we talked about the Ohana aspect of it, and you know, kind of the shout out from the heart, really from the heart, to the young brothers out there, to old and young, just to the men. That really, really touched me, even though I am a woman. But you know,
it
I'm all
about
spoke
to you, right? Yeah.
Betterment of all. How about for you, Brother Joel?
Yeah, thank you, sister. You know that just hearing Branscombe about how this movie, Finding Ohana, resonated with the worldwide, right? And when he said that it was in top 10 worldwide Netflix, not just America, man, that says that this idea of Ohana is something that's not just everybody resonates with that. Everybody understands the power of Ohana. And when he talked about how Ohana is so much a part of a person's wealth and well-being in all ways, then, you know, just it brought it back down to your Ohana gives you tough love, but they love you nonetheless, right?
That's right. You know, and I really think like now thinking about it, Brother Joel, it's like, I think there's also that it's resonated with people. I mean, that's why it's, you know, being such a highest grossing film, but that I have a little instinct maybe that people are hungry for this.
True, right? So what would they do? If they're hungry for more, what do you do as a consumer, right? Because Netflix is pretty much one way. What do you think they have to do to get another episode of Finding Ohana 2?
Yeah, you know, I think the efforts from our community, I mean, already we have amazing movers and shakers within, you know, our community that's so diverse, right? Of the of the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities, Asians, South Asians. You know, I think though that really that concept, you know, of just first bringing it to first base. Brother Joel, within the home, you've got to take care of home first, take care of what's going on in between your four walls, right? Within not only your house, but within your own heart, right? And then once you really have, to me, once you have home secure, we go out in the community, you know,
share it.
Nothing, you go out into the community and then you're in shatters at the house. There's a disconnect there.
That's right.
So really it starts from bottom up, right? It starts from bottom up. And then we go outwards. And I think, you know, once we really, really solidify, I mean, I know that's what we do here at ADAP. Once we really, to me, you know, I think that's what that hunger is about. We solidify our family, solidify our relations, like healing those family relations. You know, numbers isn't powers. Right. Imagine, Brother Joel, like, you know, if we really bound together. I mean, that's how, if you imagine, like Mike has always taught us, you know, I know taught me that, I'm sure, you know, about how when we go to state legislators, you know, we organize and we do it in numbers as well, even though one person can always make a difference. But the power, imagine if like all of us at ADAP rose up and said, hey, this is what we want. It's our time.
And, you know, and that rising up in our time, and that was the other one that the other moment that I really resonated with me when Brown, because it is our time, because it's our time, despite the violence and the rhetoric that is victimizing and assaulting and killing our community, right? I mean, that is a call that we at ADAP, and in fact, the entire America the landscape needs to understand that violence against one is a violence against all, and that we cannot stand for any sort of reactionary retaliation and victimizing of any of our groups, in America. And at the time it's happening with us, we got to rise up. We got to protect ourselves and protect each other. So when we hear that young Asian Americans are protecting the elders and walking them home up in Oakland, man, that gives us hope, because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
You know, and the other thing about ADAP, what we do on a daily basis, and you're so right, we got to take care of ourselves so that we can take care and serve others, right?
That's right. Because then, you know, there's you can't even mention hypocrisy. When you live it, that's what the truth is. It's not really, to me, in what we say. That's lip service. Talk. That's why they say talk is cheap.
That's right.
When you actually act it, you behave it, you breathe it, right?
You walk the talk.
You say, okay, respect, right? I gotta do that.
True. And, you know, I think this comes from the leadership and the culture that our president and CEO, Mike Watanabe, and the board of directors and all the directors that have over the years built a culture of ADAP to the point where we can really clearly define our differentiating core value as Ohana. How wonderful is that, right?
Very. It's powerful. It is. Yes, absolutely. To Mike and all our president and even previous board members. It's really, they've created it. This is like a solid foundation. And that, you know, that's why I was, you know, when we were kind of talking about finding Ohana, you know, that's that concept of solidifying and having going to your roots is so powerful.
And that, thank you for, because that's my story of finding Ohana, coming back home to the community, coming back home to ADAP. I'm getting chicken skin right now just listening to it, because it is such an affirmation. We love ADAP, and I appreciate you so much for being with us, for kind of kicking off this podcast and this reflexivity about how prevention 365, meaning that prevention is about every day in every way, and understanding how we make ourselves as well as we can and as best as we can, so that we can take care of ourselves and take care of others. Right, Rahima?
That is correct. Absolutely. So much respect and love for everyone at ADAP, all of the staff. And, you know, we're really blessed to be in their company.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So from all of us to all of you at ADAP and Prevention 365, every day and every way, we're going to sign off today, but we're going to see you again real soon. Aloha.
Aloha.